Hello, my name is Angela, one of the supervisors on the floor in the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hi, I talked to you a few minutes ago. My name is Susan Van Noy, and I talked to somebody about some fraud purchases were made on my debit card. And I have the
Okay.
cancellation number if you'd like. And I was just calling to let you all know that I found another purchase.
And what's your name again? You say your name is Susan?
Yep. Susan Van Noy, VanNoy.
Okay. Hold on one moment. This is an account in another person's name. Are you calling for someone else or yourself?
Well, I thought I was talking to you. You said you, I said, you, whoever I talked to in the fraud department said they were the supervisor.
So this
But
call
I
was
haven't.
just transferred to me, so I haven't
Yes.
spoken with you yet.
I'm sorry. Well,
No
I talked to
problem.
somebody about 10 minutes ago. I talked to somebody.
Okay, and
And
what's your zip code? Let's see if I can find the order.
17015.
Okay, and you, what is your first and last name?
First name is Susan. Last name is Van Noy. It's two words. Capital V as in victory, A-N, space, capital N-O-Y. Capital N as in no, nurse, O-Y.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, I don't see an order in your name. What did you order?
I didn't order anything, ma'am. What it is I had several purchases made on my card, my debit card, from some person, I don't know, that got a hold of my number. I can tell you what the purchases amount were.
Do you have the order number or any type of
No, I just have the date. It's a purchase on 4/8 for
Okay,
$67.32.
so that's
Maximum
not going
last
to
two.
help me. I have to find it in your name.
Maximum.
So
It
the
wasn't
person.
mine. It wasn't in my name. It was somebody that used my card. They used their name.
So what's the name?
I don't know. Nobody told me. I think they said Kurt. First name Kurt.
Okay, let's see here. One moment.
Can give
And
you
what's
my
your
address.
address?
Number one, Peach Lane in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Okay, one moment. Okay, what's the card in the last four of the card that's being charged?
8729.
Okay.
I can tell you all the amounts that were charged and what they were, the name of the companies that they were charged to.
Yes,
It's
ma'am.
like.
I do see the order now. I see the card, so I do with in regards to the name that you just gave me. So whoever you just spoke with, they did give you they did refund.
Yes, ma'am. I'm aware of that. I was, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. But I just wanted to let you all know I just found another one. Another purchase that I didn't make was for $67.32 to a company called Maximum Selection, L.A.
Okay, and what's the charge in regards to that?
Oh, I don't know what they bought. All I can tell you is the amount where they
okay, that's the question. It. That's what I wanted to know. What is the amount?
Oh, $67.32.
Okay, so you did speak with someone. They transferred the call to me. So if you didn't place this order, and what we'll do is give the IP address of the cell phone to the computer or the cell phone that was used to place the order with your card to the local authorities, and they will add this to the investigation as well. We will refund the $67.32, and the fraud team will take over an investigation.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
That.
You're welcome. Hold the line one moment, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we have the account. Our account is already closed. The previous person closed the account, so no one will bill you again. And I have notated the account for you. You're going to get an email about the $67.32 being posted back to the card. It will be posted back to the card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Now, what is your full name again, you said?
My full name is Susan.
Uh-huh.
Diane is my middle name.
Uh-huh.
And Benoit. It's capital V is a victory. A-N, there's a space,
mm-hmm.
capital N as in Nancy, O-Y.
Okay. All right, then. So we have the information. Like I said, the account is closed, and you're just waiting for your refund, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Hyde.